Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Lowering the age for boosters.
The booster shot could be the answer to the Omicron.
Paying tribute to an American statesman.
Bob Dole will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol.
An about-face on the Purple Heart.
My brain, it operates at a limited capacity all the time.
Good morning. I'm Cammie McCormick with the CBS World News Roundup. Today, what could be a significant development in the fight against COVID-19. We begin our coverage with correspondent Steve Kathan.
The FDA is now considering whether to authorize COVID vaccine booster shots for 16 and 17-year-olds. Word on that could come later today. And if the CDC signs off on it, those teens could be able to roll up their sleeves for an additional shot as soon as next week. More than 8 million additional teenagers would be eligible. Correspondent Laura Podesta has a look at the latest vaccination numbers in this country.
More than 200 million, or just over 60% of Americans, are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19.
It feels good to be safer.
Many are now getting their booster shot.
At first, we're skeptical about do we need it or not, but once we're there's another variant out there, there's no taking chances.
Only about a quarter of eligible Americans have had a booster. Meanwhile, COVID hospitalizations jumped nearly 30% in the past month. Four states, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, are responsible for around half of the increase in hospitalizations.
Saying goodbye to Bob Dole, who died Sunday at the age of 98, here's reporter Stacy Lynn.
Former senator, presidential candidate, and war veteran Bob Dole will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol, where he spent 30 years serving in both the House and Senate. President Biden will offer remarks at a formal ceremony in the rotunda. His funeral will be held tomorrow at the Washington National Cathedral. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
In Minneapolis, the trial of a former suburban police officer who killed black motorist Dante Wright. She's claimed she thought she had a taser, not a gun. David Schumann of WCCO-TV reports on opening day, Wright's mother took the stand.
He called me to tell me that he has been pulled over.
Katie Bryant recounted one of her final conversations with her son before he was shot and killed by police.
I wanted to protect him because that's what mothers do.
This case is about the defendant, Kimberly Potter, betraying her badge and betraying her oath.
Minnesota Assistant Attorney General Aaron Eldridge argued that Potter, a 26-year veteran, violated her firearms training.
I shot him!
By failing to recognize that she had pulled her firearm from the right side of her body instead of the taser on her left. The defense argued that while Potter made a mistake in grabbing her handgun, it was in defense of a fellow officer who could have been killed if Wright drove away.
And all Mr. Wright had to do was stop.
Potter is expected to take the stand next week.
Jurors in Jesse Smollett's trial are expected to resume deliberations today on charges the Empire actor orchestrated a fake attack on himself, then lied about it, calling himself a victim of an anti-gay racist hate crime. An update now to a CBS News investigation, which last month revealed 30 U.S. troops injured in an Iranian missile strike in Iraq had been denied the Purple Heart. Our Catherine Herridge broke this story.
Retired Captain Jeffrey Hansen was still taking phone calls from his soldiers when we sat down Wednesday.
It's definitely a sense of relief and a sense of recognition.
We first spoke with Hansen last month, diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries after living through this. The January 2020 attack on their base in Iraq.
Everything shook, just pressure moving through your body.
Kasagar and the group took the unusual step of going on the record after dozens of soldiers were denied the Purple Heart.
What message has the Army sent to the soldiers who were injured? that your sacrifice was insignificant, and it's not.
59 soldiers appeared to meet the Purple Heart criteria, but only 23 soldiers were recognized with the award.
We actually were told to not ask that question.
The soldiers told us there was pressure to downplay the growing number of injuries to avoid a further escalation with Iran and to avoid undercutting then-President Trump's initial comments.
They had headaches. It is not very serious.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The head of Instagram was on Capitol Hill yesterday to answer questions about whether the app is harmful to teenagers. Chris Van Cleve has that.
Instagram had Adam Mosseri pushed back on claims the app can be toxic for teens.
Instagram is addictive.
Respectfully, I don't believe the research suggests that our products are addictive.
He told senators Instagram supports an industry-wide body to determine best practices for safety issues, like verifying age, building age-appropriate experiences, and effective parental controls.
The standards need to be high, and the protections universal.
The Senate's narrowly approved a resolution that would block President Biden's order that large businesses require COVID vaccination. Senator Mitch McConnell.
President Biden's absurd private sector vaccine mandate is blatant overreach. It is illegal. The administration has already lost in federal court and had it blocked.
It was a largely symbolic move since it's unlikely to come up for a House vote. Former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has sued the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. He's refused to testify, and the committee is moving ahead with contempt charges. Meadows' lawsuit asks a judge to invalidate two subpoenas. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
This is stonewalling. All they have to do is get this committee to go beyond 2022 because the Republicans are likely to take over the House of Representatives. One of the first things the Republicans will do is to shut down this entire process.
A dramatic rescue attempt at Niagara Falls yesterday.
The New York State Park Police dispatch was notified of a black vehicle in the Niagara River and floating down towards the brink of the falls.
New York State Park Police Captain Chris Roller, it was too late to rescue the driver, a woman in her 60s. Parts of the central and western U.S. could see up to 12 inches of snow today and tomorrow. Colorado's been suffering from a snow drought. New Zealand plans to ban young people from ever buying cigarettes in one of the world's toughest crackdowns on the tobacco industry. Associate Minister for Health Aisha Viral.
We want to make sure young people never start smoking. So we are legislating for a smoke-free generation.
Supporters say the impact of tobacco is greatest on New Zealand's indigenous population.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Londoners are underwhelmed by this year's official Christmas tree, as Vicky Barker reports.
At the countdown for last week's lighting of the Christmas tree in London's Trafalgar Square, some in the crowd couldn't help wondering, where's the rest of it? Spindly, sparse. One city councillor joked the branches must be social distancing.
This is a Norwegian spruce from a natural forest.
A pained mayor of Oslo, Marianne Borgen.
This is not a Disney tree. This is not a plastic tree. This is a tree from a natural forest.
The tree, you see, is Norway's annual gift to the British people, thanking them for their help in World War II. Some Brits now wondering what they'd have got if they hadn't helped them. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
What color best symbolizes 2022? The Pantone Color Institute says it's new, periwinkle blue with a violet-red undertone. This new color, it says, reflects the possibilities before us. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.